Hello, everybody. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim chapter 113. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This chapter is 9 psukim in it. By way of introduction, Psalms 113 through 118 are known as Hallel. We're commanded to say these 6 prakim on each festival and at times of national savior to commemorate how Hashem saved us from danger. Psachim 117a explains, David added these chapters to Sefer Tehillim. These chapters were also said by Moshe and Yisrael after they saved from the Egyptians at the splitting of the sea, Yehoshua after defeating the kings of Canaan, Devorah and Barak after defeating Sisera, Chizkiah after defeating Sancheirib, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah after they were saved from Nebuchadnezzar, and Mordechai and Esther after they defeated Haman. Psachim 118a also explains another name for these Tehillim are Hallel HaMitzri, the Egyptian Hallel, as opposed to Tehillim 136, which is called Hallel HaGadol, the Big Hallel. Hallel HaMitzri is considered in a certain way greater than Hallel HaGadol because its themes are essential to Jewish faith. The themes in the next 6 chapters are Yetzias Mitzrayim, splitting of the sea, the receiving of the Torah, Tchias HaMesim, and Mashiach. Okay, now for the chapter summary. In this perek, the author relates the omnipotence of God. Because Hashem is so great, it's fitting to praise Him. The mere fact the sun rises and sets is itself a praise to God. Because who would even think to create such an amazing thing like a sunrise? Hashem is way beyond this world, yet at the same time involved in this world by lifting up the destitute. Hashem is totally in control of this world. He even allows barren women to have children. Okay, now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 7, it says a famous pasuk, Mikimi ma'afardo me'esh bois yarim evyom. He raises the poor from the dust, lifts up the needy from the heaps of trash. The Sfarno explains while Am Yisrael is in exile, it's considered as if we're in the dust. Ultimately, Hashem will lift us up out of the dust by restoring us to our original greatness and grandeur. Alternatively, I once heard a great remez to Mashiach over here from Rabbi Simcha Hachbaum in Hebron. When the pasuk says Me'eshbo Yerim Evyon, from the trash Hashem will pick us up, there's a tradition Mashiach will first come to the Beis HaMikdash through Shar Ashbot. The word Ashbot hints to Shar Ashbot, the Ashbot gate at the Kosel. This is the gate on your right-hand side when you leave the Kosel. Meaning to say, Mashiach will come through Shar Ashbot and lift us all up. Let us merit for us to sing the final hallel when Mashiach comes and once again our nation experiences a national salvation. When we'll all greet Mashiach at Shar Ashbot at the Beis HaMikdash. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.